care, one American at a time.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I have been requested again to talk about companies that I really like, okay? I am chatting right now along those lines with Rick Van Nieuwenhuyse. Rick is the chairman, president of Nova Gold. Nova Gold is a company that I have known for about 25 years. I've known Rick for almost that long. A couple of things in the interest of full disclosure. Number one, I am invested in Nova Gold through the Encompass Fund, so I am highly prejudiced in that area. And number two, Nova Gold is a sponsor on our website, so if you want more information on the company, that's one of the sources where you can get it. Just click on their banner. Having said that, Rick, you guys came out with a press release just recently about kind of an update on what was going on in the Galore Creek area. Let's talk about that first.
Hi, Al. Good to talk to you again. Yeah, we've completed a major milestone at our Galore Creek project completing a pre-feasibility study, obviously with our partner Teck. So the press release really highlights the capital and operating costs that we believe it'll take to put Galore Creek into production and outline sort of a timeline to accomplish that. Obviously it's a big project, it's a very large-scale project, but I think the real highlight is it's very low operating cost for both gold and copper. And obviously it's a copper gold porphyry, so you're getting actually getting some silver there as well. So all three of those metals are significant levels of production and at low cost.
Okay, now you talk about the milestone that was set. Give us some specifics, would you?
Sure. Well, it's a big scale project. We're operating a mill that's 95,000 tons a day throughput. On an average, you're producing a little over 360 million pounds of copper a year, 225,000 ounces of gold, and over 3 million ounces of silver on an annual basis. And you've got a 20-plus year mine life with lots of exploration upside left in the district. You're producing at a very low cost of production. Using a $2.50 copper long-term copper price, you're producing metal for about 80 cents, a little over 80 cents a pound, and that's using an $1,100 gold price. So you basically what you do is you take a byproduct credit there. If you use current prices, you're actually producing a pound of copper for about 40 cents a pound. So, very low-cost copper producer. Nova Gold, we would tend to look at this more as a gold operation. And we would take the byproduct credit on the copper and the silver, and that would mean you'd be producing gold for a very large negative cash cost. It's about $3,700 to the negative. So, either way you cut it, it's a low-cost operation. It's a very large scale. Your capital number is pretty significant. It's right around $5 billion. But, again, you're looking at a mine that'll be one of the largest copper producers in North America, and a pretty significant gold producer as well.
I find it really interesting that you've got costs that are that low. People talk about low copper costs, and I've heard numbers recently from other companies involved, but primarily exploration companies, but other companies involved in the industry who are just happier than the Dickens, with a $3 cost, etc. And you guys at today's copper prices are significantly lower than that. So you have a huge, huge insurance policy there in terms of decreases in the price of the commodities, if in fact that happens. My personal opinion is I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's the prices that we have now are pretty much here to stay. For all of you folks out there who are asking about companies that I like, I want to say that I am very, very careful in my investing. And what do I mean by that? Well, number one, I look very closely at management, okay, because without a competent management team, a company's going to go absolutely nowhere. I also look at the financial structure of a company. You know, do they have enough money to do what they claim they're going to do? And then lastly, you have to look at, well, are they diversified at all? You know, the thing about Nova Gold that I find to be very, very interesting, and remember, I am an investor in Nova Gold, but one of the reasons that I did that without any hesitation is because the three factors that I just mentioned were definitely there. Let's talk about each one briefly, Rick. Talk a little bit, if you would, about your management team, would you?
Yeah, it's come together over over the last 15 years. Obviously, you don't create a top quality management team overnight. You know, obviously, my background is exploration, and that's my passion. But you don't want exploration guys looking at, you know, at capital and operating costs. You need someone who's seasoned on the operations side. And Gil Leithley, our chief operating officer, really brings a lot of years, probably a lot more years than he cares to remember, of operating experience. He was formerly chief operating officer for Homestake Mining, at its time the preeminent gold producer in the United States. And then prior to that, he'd been with a number of other Canadian companies. So he brings a huge amount of knowledge to the team. And then under him, of course, we have, you know, environment, mining, metallurgy, et cetera. The other part of our operating team that I really want to emphasize is our partners. Barrick and Teck on our two big projects are our joint venture partners, 50-50 in each case, both for Donlin and Galore. And, of course, you know, Barrick operates 26 mines worldwide, and Teck is the largest diversified Canadian mining company. So those teams bring a huge amount of expertise on the operations side in terms of, you know, determining operating and capital cost and the best way to approach these and develop these projects. So we've it's a strong team, not just internally at Nova Gold level, but also at the project level with our big partners.
Okay, in terms of capital, okay, I believe, at least my research has shown, that you guys are pretty fully funded, correct?
Well, we're well funded to accomplish what we need to accomplish on these projects over the next few years. Clearly, we're putting both projects in a position where they'll be in the permitting process here by the end of the year. And then the next thing we'll be working on with our partners is the project-level financing. And, you know, again, these are big projects. They'll be big numbers. Again, the Galore pre-feasibility indicated that capital costs there were about $5 billion. So, you know, it's not a small number. As we've indicated, robust project with good operating costs because of the quality of the resources. You know, so we will work with our partners to get these things financed. And, you know, there's a lot of work to do between over the next couple of years, specifically for Galore. Donald will be probably a few years behind that because, unfortunately, the permitting environment in the United States takes about twice as long. So we're looking at more of a 3 to 4 year permitting timeline for the United States, whereas we're looking at probably a 2 year timeline for Galore.
Okay, last question, diversification. You got two major properties. I mean, there's diversification right there, and you're in two different countries. That was a wise decision, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's nice to be in North America. You got low geopolitical risk. Canada and U.S., British Columbia and Alaska are great places to work. They're both resource development-focused economies. I think we have got a nice balanced portfolio with both copper and gold and silver. So you kind of have a natural hedge built in there either way you want to go. If there's a softness in the precious metals market for whatever reason, then you've got strength in on the copper side as an industrial metal. Turn that around, if the, you know, world economy is struggling a little bit and people are nervous about what the world GDP growth is going to look like, then, you know, people tend to go into more long-term security of gold. And so you've got that natural hedge built in the company, and our objective is, between the production, our share of production of Donlin and Galore, you're looking at cash costs that are near zero at the corporate level. And, you're producing on the order close to a million ounces of gold a year. So I think that's a pretty good balanced portfolio and, a strong message to deliver to shareholders is, good low geopolitical risk, good partners, and great projects.
There you have it, and that's why Big Al's invested in the company. Again, I want to say neither Rick nor I are registered investment advisors. This is not advice. This is simply saying what we're involved in. If you like this situation, get more information, do whatever you want. Talk with you soon. Going to be back to talk about another smaller stage company. Stick around.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the, you're continuing, I should say, to listen to the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report time. Al Corlin, appreciate you joining me. Okay, you guys want to know about companies? Big Al's going to talk about companies and also disclose any financial interest that he has in those companies. Okay, we just chatted about Nova Gold. I'm chatting right now with Buddy Doyle. Buddy is an ex-Rio Tinto executive, been in the mining business all his life. He's got a great credentials, educational standpoint, and also from a work experience standpoint. Buddy left Rio Tinto with the idea that he was going to start his own company, which he did. The company is called Amarillo Gold Corp. Amarillo Gold at their Mara Rosa project has, if you count indicated and inferred numbers, they have over 1 million ounces of gold. And if you look at the Lavras project, again, if you count indicated and inferred there, they're just a little bit over 500,000 ounces. Now, obviously, the Mara Rosa project is the one that they are keying on right now, as that's where the bulk of their assets are. Buddy, let's start out, number one, and let's talk about why you decided to work with Amarillo in Brazil.
I remember leaving Rio after 23 years was a difficult decision. I guess 90% of my brain said to stay and 5% said to go, and I left. But yeah, I've been enjoying it since. Brazil and gold totally didn't intersect with what I was doing with Rio Tinto diamonds in North America, so I thought it was a nice, easy way to say a nice, friendly goodbye to them, because I enjoyed working there, and it didn't interfere. There was no way anyone could say that I was stealing company secrets or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And, you know, I thought Brazil was a great place. I had visited it quite a few times in my guise as a Rio Tinto diamond expert. And
guise?
My role, I should say.
Yeah.
Better word than guise. I say that because I was always interested in many more things than diamonds. I'm universally interested in everything. and I'd met up with Rick Brown through a mutual friend called Dan Noon, and we thought Brazil was a good place to be. Rick had moved there on his own volition and found an interesting property called Mara Rosa, and we threw that into a shell and got it going. And today we look brilliant, because back then it was 350 gold. Today with 1800 gold, I remember when we bought it, I said to Rick, God, gold's got to be better than 600. This is no good unless gold's better than 600. It seemed a long way off.
Yeah.
Now we seem like prophets.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, it's a really interesting story, and I think it's a story that is not necessarily atypical in the mining business. And that's one of the reasons that I like the mining business as much as I do, and that I've been in it for over 30 years, is because, you know, of stories like that. Now, you guys, the one interesting thing about Amarillo that I found to be almost unbelievable when I first met you about a year ago is that you guys are very well funded, okay, and you have always raised your money internally from management and directors, and there was never any warrants, etc. It would pay, that you basically just did in-house private placements at the market price, and you did it because you believed in it. Now, I know that today you completed a private placement, what, 2 or 3 months back, and that was actually a brokered private placement, if I'm not mistaken, and it's the first time in the history of the company that you've done that. But the point out of all of this is you guys are really pretty well capitalized right now, huh?
Yeah, no, we raised $10 million back in May, our first brokered private placement, and our burn rate at the moment, with 3 rigs turning and an engineering team studying our Mara Rosa project in the pre-feasibility stage, is about $700,000 a month. So we have about $7 million at the moment. Yeah, you're right. This is the first time we went brokered. Before, it was through contact. It wasn't always just management directors. It was through contacts that we had. But this is the first time we tried going not by ourselves. It's been a bad market since. It's been an experiment. But so far, we've just had their analysts come down, and we're waiting for them to write it up. And we intend to use their resources in the near future there to get our story out somewhat.
Now, let me ask you this. In terms of the analysts, first of all, specifically, what firm was the analyst from?
We used a firm called PI Financial.
Okay, PI is a very highly respected Canadian investment banking firm.
No, they seem to have a good reputation, and I certainly liked. We were looking for a firm that would help us after the financing. I watch other juniors, and often it's a little bit wham bam thank you ma'am. You take the fees and you don't hear from them. And PI said they wouldn't be like that. And, you know, so far they have been engaging, and it's good.
I know the guys at PI, some of the guys fairly well, and I would have to say that they are a very reputable firm. Okay, you got 3 drill rigs on the property. property right now. What's going on in terms of news flow? What's going to be happening over the next 6 months or so, buddy?
Well, as I said, we have three rigs going, one at Mara Rosa doing exploration at the moment and two in Lavras doing exploration. At Mara Rosa, we get a second rig and we will have a little bit more infill drilling and geotech drilling to show that, you know, make sure we can hold up the pit walls that we're planning and then get back to exploration there. So news flow from those. The rigs at Lavras are drilling new prospects and the rig at Mara Rosa is drilling along the mineralized trend of the main ore body.
So basically you're thinking that the ounces in the ground that you have right now, which is roughly between the two projects, if you count both the inferred and the indicated category, you're about a little over a million and a half ounces. And I would have to believe that, you know, people wouldn't have put $10 million into the company if there wasn't some fairly serious opinion that number was going to get bigger. Now, you know, there are no guarantees in our business, but if I were a betting man, and everybody knows that I am, for lack of better terms, I don't think that's particularly a bad situation. But in terms of the structure of mining in Brazil, what kind of support do you get from the national government, the local governments, and the people?
I'll work back up their way. The people in Brazil, mining is very much in their history. They had the sort of their Wild West days was settled outside the law, like the American Wild West, by the Bandeirantes, and it was very much driven by gold rushes before Canada and North America had theirs in the 1700s. And that's very much in their history, and they're very proud of their bigger companies, Vale and Voratem. And a lot of people in the village of Mara Rosa, 12,000 people, I'd say there's about 8 of them that actually actively have mineral rights and go prospecting. So it's very much, and Mara Rosa was actually founded by artisanal workers back in the early 80s. So yeah, they're definitely in their blood. The state government, the state of Goiás, where we have our main project, Mara Rosa, it's a mining state where there's numerous mines active, Chapada being the closest one. And permitting takes about 18 months, but it's very sensibly done. Federally, the mining law is federally, the federal government owns the mining rights, and you rent them off the federal government, and they take a 2% royalty when you get mining, which is very reasonable. I hope that sums it up. But yeah, I think Brazil's a fantastic place to be.
That actually sums it up very well. Okay, you guys want any more information on Amarillo Gold and you want to check into it, they are a sponsor on our website. Simply click on the banner and get all the information you want. I plan to buy stock in this company, as is my policy. I'll let you know 3 days before I do that. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. I've still got Roger with me here in the studio, and we're going to talk a little bit about a company that he and I are following. I want to say a couple things up front. This is not investment advice. Neither Roger nor I are registered investment advisors. We're just telling you about a situation that, in my case, I own stock in this company, and I'm very happy that I did. The company in question is Canacil Resources. I've known the president of Canacil, Bahman Yamini, for probably about 5 or 6 years now. I was very, very intrigued with Canacil just prior to purchasing the stock, which I did, I believe it was last year, when Bahman was telling me about an alliance that had occurred between Canacil Resources and a company called MAG Silver. I have nothing but respect for MAG Silver. Also, one of the key players in MAG Silver is Dr. Peter McGaw, who is my go-to person whenever I'm looking for information about the industry in Mexico. And Peter McGaw would not have done the joint venture with Canacil had he not really had his ducks in a row. Now, MAG has reported that up through March of 2011, they have spent a little bit over $500,000 on the property, and the press release that came out just 2 days ago on August 10th provided an update on the silver update on the La Esperanza silver project. The airborne geophysics and survey work that they had done there has defined what Bauman Yamini claims, and I'm sure that is the case, are some very high priority drill targets. If you want to read the press release, by the way, it is posted on our website. It was posted when it came out last Wednesday. But Roger, you just spent some time with Bauman and his family. Give our listeners some insight, if you would, into what's going on with Canisil.
Well, when I first became acquainted with the company, and actually I think you get the credit for that, you said take a look. I didn't know anything about it. I became intrigued by what they had and where they were going. And the company was posted in our letter October 4th of last year, right in the fall. And I put it in our letter as an alert recommendation to purchase the stock at a Canadian 18 cents. Since that time, the shares have gone from like 18 cents all the way up to
mid-40s.
Up to 58 cents,
right,
which was a run of 322%. Now, some of our people took some profits and then bought in at a new low. But what I'm saying is lately what's happened here now with the market cycles being soft in the summer and the other unrelated credit matters to the company, the stock came down and bottomed out. But a couple of key points here. The new pattern on the stock, on the chart pattern, I should say, is between March and August, is showing a large, wide, inverted head and shoulders. That is extremely bullish. And now the stock has gone up one penny since last week. The price today, I think, is 31 or 32 cents. Our forecast on the stock is that it will go up by the end of the year, a minimum of another 25% higher, but we think that's only a drop in the bucket. We think it's going to go a lot further than that. So our first objective would be another dime up, which is about 25%, 240 cents. And then after that, we're looking at some moves from 40 cents up to 50 and 60 cents. Considering what's going on in gold and silver in the markets right now, to me, Al, there's no question that they're going to get a lot of push. Also, you and I are both acquainted with a little silver mine they've got up in British Columbia, which is one I'm watching with great interest because of the high-value surface reports that we got from their geologist. Another thing I might add to this whole thing, just as a sidelight, I was checking to see what's happening with GLD Gold ETF. They had a rally of 44 million volume. They're at the high right now of $175. And not only that, but the thing is starting to go straight up just like the gold price. This only bodes well for gold and silver. I would also mention to the listeners that at this time of the year, gold will go first in a rally for about a week or two. Silver usually follows the last 2 weeks. And then at the end of August and then going into Labor Day, after Labor Day, you're going to see the shares start to go. That doesn't mean the shares can't start going up tomorrow afternoon. We already did see some basing and many of our companies getting ready to move up.
Well, you know, I'm looking for a breakout in the resource sector almost any time. Let me give you a little bit of insight into Canisil Resources. As I said, I've known Bauman for 5 or 6 years. You got a very, very highly educated individual here with both a technical background in the industry, college, you know, your university degree. Plus, he also has an MBA from Harvard University. So that's, you know, this guy is no slouch. There's no question about that. And he has been working with his company, Canisil, for as long as I've known him, you know. And people like that who have the tenacity to keep going are the kind of people that I want to be invested. I want to be invested in their companies because they typically don't give up. Now, a number of our listeners on our blog
have expressed some concern about Canacil because it came down a little bit in price. And I think the only thing that I would say to that is I do have shares in the company, and I am not selling at this point. If I decide to sell any shares, I will certainly let you know. But I really can't see any reason to do that. To be candid, I can't see any reason to sell any of my resource sector shares because it's just I have never seen a time like this in my life. You know, you talk about the perfect storm in the resource market. Boy, if this isn't the perfect storm in the resource market, Raj, I don't know what is.
No, I would agree with you, Al. And it's I've just been flabbergasted by what's happened this week. I mean, we used to be real thrilled when gold would go up $1 or $3, and today we had a trading range of $65, and it's getting higher, and the market's closed. Electronic traders are jumping on this thing and pushing it even harder. Silver's been a little slower because it had a big profit-taking sell-off, but that's just standard cycles, and it was just standard cycles that brought this company share back from a high to one of the recent lows. But the low is in. Ever since the middle of June, this stock has been on the upswing in the chart. So I see good things for the company. We're going to continue to hold it in our letter. And I might add, Al, that recently we felt we had too many companies in our letter, and we cut about half of them out. I think I had 48 companies. I'm down to 24 or 25. Canacil still remains on the top of the pile.
Well, I'm not surprised at that. And again, you guys out there, don't construe this as being investment advice because we're not registered investment advisors. And in my case, I'm only telling you about companies that I have my own money in. I'm looking at silver right now, and I did notice, now we are recording this on late Wednesday, and silver is not performing as well as gold. However, it's still looking very, very good. We're at 39.76 right now. Now, when I say it's not performing as well as gold, keep this in mind. That puts silver up 44 cents an ounce, rounding up today, whereas with gold at this moment in time, we're up $25 an ounce. So, you know, there's part of the difference. But when you look at the percentage change, silver is up 1.11%. Gold is up 1.41%. So I would say, my friend, that, silver is catching up. And I think that when the silver market really gets interesting, I think you're going to see huge jumps there also. What do you think?
Well, 2 to 4 weeks. And this is history in cycles. And, you know, this month is performing on the calendar just like other years, and that the summer is soft. First of the month starts out with gold. We're seeing the gold take off now. So then the second half of the month, sometime in the third or fourth week, we should see the beginnings of the next silver rally. And then after, like I said, after Labor Day, when all the brokers and people are back from summer vacation, that's when the whole thing really goes, because then the stocks start to move very quickly.
Well, I'm telling you, it's going to be very interesting doing this show in September, because I think you're 100% right. That's the way it's been historically. At least that has been my experience. People are lamenting the fact right now that gold and silver share prices aren't going up correspondingly with the price of the commodities. And all I can say is hang on to your hat. Stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. I appreciate you joining me. You know, we have a very, very interesting weekend coming up, and this is kind of in response to a lot of our listeners. You know, you guys want to hear more about companies, so we're starting to do, we've always done boots on the ground, but we're starting to do more and more of that. I'm taking off a Saturday morning for Alaska, going to have a tour of the assets of a couple of our sponsor companies, Corvus Gold and International Tower Hill Mines. Really looking forward to it, and the reason I'm really looking forward to it is I have heard nothing but positive things about the environment for the mining industry in Alaska, and there's an awful lot of it going on up there. As I said, we're going to see the assets of both Corvus Gold and International Tower Hill Mines, two different companies in the sense that International Tower Hill is a very, very advanced development stage company. Corvus is an exploration stage company with properties in both Alaska and, interestingly enough, Nevada. Jeff Pontius is on the line with me right now. Jeff is the president of Corvus Gold. He's also a very, very active director of International Tower Hill Mines. I guess the first question I have to ask you, Jeff, is can I get Sarah Palin's autograph?
I think that's going to be a little hard, Al. She's pretty busy these days, I think.
Well, so, and I'll bet you,
I doubt we'll see her.
I'll bet you we're going to be pretty busy, too. What are we going to start out doing?
We'll initially go to our Chisna project. It's a very exciting copper-gold porphyry and gold belt that we've discovered over the last few years. We have a very good tour up there. We'll look at a new gold discovery in an area called Golden Range. We just released this morning some very exciting results up there with grades up to 76 grams a ton. So should be pretty interesting up there, and it's a beautiful area and right by the highway, right by a power corridor as well.
That's going to be pretty interesting. So that's going to take care of Sunday. Let's talk a little bit about Monday. Then where do we go?
Monday, we're off to our Terra project. It's a high-grade vein system. There's a current resource there of about 170,000 ounces of gold with about 350,000 ounces of silver from our first pass drilling program we had out there. We have our joint venture partner in there that'll be coming back with an additional drilling program there. And we'll get to see some of their test mining. They're going to process some rock there. They're doing some bulk sampling. And we'll get to see some gold recovered. So it'll be pretty exciting, I think. And we should have a good trip up there. And that's an exciting project. Looks like it's got some real size potential out there and very good grades in the half ounce per ton range.
Let's talk a little bit about Tuesday.
Tuesday, we're going to be moving on to our Live and Good project. That's International Tower Hills project. It's a very large bulk tonnage project with over 10 million ounces in it. It actually ranks as the 20th largest gold deposit in the planet right now. It's exciting. ITH is taking that project forward to development. I think we'll hear a lot of news about just what's going to happen with that development project and the economic impact and leverage that's going to have with gold price. It's going to be a very interesting trip for that one.
Let's go back to Corvus just for a second. You came out and you came out with a press release just a couple of days ago, which we did put on our site, by the way, about some developments that are going on with Corvus. Can you elaborate a little bit on that for us?
Yeah, that's our North Bullfrog project. It's in Nevada. It's a great location for a mine. We just announced the last bit of drilling that we got results back from. Some very thick, low-grade, bulk tonnage type intercepts, as well as announcing some new metallurgical data we got back that looks very exciting. It looks really like this project can have some real potential for a very low-cost run-of-mine project. It is a low-grade deposit, but it's very low strip ratio. And this thing looks like it's really going to go. And we have a new resource coming out on that at the end of September. It's certainly something your viewers or listeners should watch for. It looks like it's going to be very exciting project, and we should be able to grow it pretty rapidly. I mean, we think we're on to another Live and Good here.
That would be a rather phenomenal, particularly down here in the mainland. Not that Alaska, I'm not discounting Alaska, but, you know, Nevada's a pretty damn good place to be working, isn't it?
Yeah, Nevada's great. It's got great support for mining industry. We're right near the town of Beatty, which was a strong mining town, has some small operations currently going on right now. But its real bread and butter was the south end of this trend we're on, which was the old Bullfrog mine, which produced about 2.5 million ounces of gold that Barrick Gold operated. They're really looking for another big mine up there, and we're hopefully going to give it to them.
Well, that would certainly be interesting for the industry. I mean, something like that would be phenomenal. I want to focus a little bit right now. Now, you mentioned we're going to be at Live and Good on Tuesday. I'm looking forward to that. I have heard very, very positive things about what's going on up there from a number of people. I guess my question is, sure, it's very advanced development stage. It will be one of the largest. It is one of the largest assets of its kind in the world. What's the next step for International Tower Hill on the Live and Good project?
Well, what we're doing right now is building up the team we need to build this project and operate it. And you'll see in the news we're announcing several new people that will be joining the company that can really get that job done. This is what Osisko did when they brought the Malartic project online. We're doing the same thing. Basically have the Osisko Detour Gold Allied Nevada playbook out in front of us. And we're taking this project forward, and we really want to be the next mid-tier producer. And it offers tremendous leverage for our shareholders and share price as we move from an exploration company / development company up that value path to a producer. And there's some tremendous leverage, I think, as well as great leverage with gold. And particularly in the environment we see now, we want to have gold. Having gold right now in the ground is a great asset because it's growing in value every day.
Oh, yeah. Just look at what happened last Thursday. We're up another $30. So basically, then, the plan isn't necessarily to try and sell the asset. The plan is to put it into production yourself, huh?
Yeah. I mean, we see a lot of value for our shareholders going up that value curve that some of our peers have done. And there's some tremendous upside for them there. And in many cases, that could be a much better performance for them than taking a 30 or 40% premium that some major mining company might want to offer us for doing all the hard work that we've done already. And so I think we're really focused. We're building this asset. We're definitely focused on that. But if somebody comes along the way and offers a premium that the shareholders just can't refuse, then, you know, that's the way the business goes.
It's going to be fun looking at both Corvus and International Tower Hill. I want to state right now that on our daily show on Monday, I'm assuming we'll all be able to have communication vis-a-vis a telephone anyway. On the daily show on Monday towards the end of the day, I'll give you folks out there kind of an update as to what's going on. And if I decide to buy some stock in one or both of the companies, I will certainly tell you about it at that time. And then I will not purchase that stock until 3 days later, which would be Thursday. Now, do you mind changing horses just a little bit? I want to ask you a question. Kind of it's related to the mining industry in a sense, and I think it's very important to the mining industry. Do you mind if we just kind of shift gears just a little bit?
Sure, yeah, shoot.
Okay, from your perspective, all right, we're getting a lot of play. We talked about this in the first hour of the show, and we're getting a lot of negative press about the way our situation is being handled in the United States with the current administration. And again, you know, neither one of us are being disparaging here, but how do you feel about the way things are going right now, real quick? I mean, if you're not happy about it, that bodes well for the mining industry, and I'm on record as saying I'm not happy about it at all.
Well, I think we've had too much of the opiate of the free money situation here, and it's going to be very difficult for the run of the mill American going forward. It's a long slog, and I think all of our politicians are getting us ready for that long slog. But it's a perfect storm for precious metals. I mean, we have never seen a situation like this before, and we're seeing it respond in the gold market right now, and we're going to see it respond in gold equities as people go to those assets that are going to have real value in the future. I mean, hard value. And I think it's going to be great for that sector, but I'll tell you, we have to have some serious fiscal ability to tighten the belt here and rein in the spending. We just cannot live like drunken sailors anymore in this country, I'll tell you.
Well, I want to say one last thing. You know, you guys asked me out there, what are my criteria for investing in companies? You know, and one of my criteria, probably the foremost criteria that I as a non-technical person have, is I look at the management of the company, and you know what? I wouldn't even think about investing in a company that didn't have management that was as bright as Jeff Pontius is and who isn't afraid to voice his opinion. Hey, listen, you guys, thank you so much. We're going to come back with some shots from Alaska, and we'll be doing some reporting from Alaska. Have a great rest of the weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.